think of someone with, say, diabetes or cancer or hypertension. Would we haul that person before a judge, convict him of a crime, possibly send him to jail? Of course we wouldn't. But that's what we often do to people in the grips of the disease of addiction. A program called Hope Not Handcuffs is trying to change that paradigm with police agencies. It was started by FAN, Families Against Narcotics, and it is making ground in Michigan. The president of FAN is here with us now. Judge Linda Davis sits on the bench of the 41B District Court in Macomb County. Judge Davis, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What is the operating principle, if you will, behind Hope Not Handcuffs?
Well, we know that having addiction is a disease. It is a chronic brain disease, and yet we oftentimes treat it as though it's some kind of a moral failing. And what we really are hoping to do with the Hope Not Handcuff program is not only get people into treatment, but to begin to reduce the stigma of addiction. That stigma is what prevents most people from asking for help. And this is a disease that is treatable, and there is hope for people in recovery, and we oftentimes lose that message because of the stigma. So what we did in Macomb County is we partnered with 31 police departments originally. I believe we're up to close to 79 now that are involved with Hope Not Handcuffs, where you can walk into a participating police department if you are suffering from any addiction, alcohol, cocaine, opiates, heroin, meth, it does not matter what your addiction is. Ask for help. The police department there will welcome you, give you something to eat, something to drink. Call an angel, which is a volunteer with Families Against Narcotics in the Hope Not Handcuff program. Disperse an angel to the police department that normally will arrive there within 15 to 20 minutes, and then they will start calling treatment facilities to find you a bed. And about 98% of the time, we are able to place someone in treatment within a two-hour period of time.
That's very stunning. That is really terrific when you stop and you think about the traditional approach in this country has been pretty much to criminalize drug use.
Right. I think, unfortunately, it took an opiate epidemic with hundreds of people dying on a daily basis to really raise awareness about the fact that addiction is something that happens to people. It's not something that they set out to do. Living the life of an addict is a horrible experience. You steal from your family, you lose weight, your teeth rot out, your health deteriorates, you oftentimes are homeless, you lose your job. The people that love you want nothing to do with you. It's not something that anyone in their right mind would choose to do to themselves. But we've oftentimes viewed it that way. And we really need to educate our communities about the fact that this is a chronic illness, and that especially with the drugs that are used nowadays, with all of the opiates that are being prescribed to people, this can truly happen to anybody, and your life can turn around and start going downhill before you even realize it's happening.
And you do, Judge Davis, have a very personal investment in this approach. How have you seen addiction playing out in your own life?
Well, I had a child that was addicted to opiates, and it started with a sports injury, developed into a full-fledged addiction. Fortunately for me, my child has been opiate-free for 9 years and is doing very well right now. But I attend a lot of funerals of young people who went down exactly the same path, and most people need to realize that 73% of the people that get addicted to opiates get addicted from a legitimate prescription. It's not just crazy kids that are out trying to have a good time. It's something that happens unwittingly from a doctor's prescription that leads to them being dependent and then becoming addicted. And then when they no longer can get that prescription, they turn to illicit drugs that they either buy on the street, heroin, black market pills, and it can become deadly at that point.
And when you think of the track record in our country of basically treating it as a crime and locking people up. So we're stuffing our jails and spending an awful lot of money, aren't we?
Right. And it's unfortunate because it is the one disease that does cause people to commit crimes to continue to use. They commit the crimes to have things to sell to get the money to continue to use. And it's a cycle that cannot be broken without help. So that's why you're seeing things like drug courts popping up around the country, programs like Hope Not Handcuffs that are trying to decriminalize and destigmatize this and get people to ask for help before they start committing crimes. It's inevitable that if you continue to use drugs long enough that you are likely to commit crimes. What we're trying to do is prevent that by providing hope before the handcuff portion of this becomes a reality.
And with 79 police agencies on board now, and I know you're hoping that number will grow, was it hard to convince police agencies to join this effort of Hope Not Handcuffs, or was it an easy sell?
In the beginning, it was a difficult sell. We were trying to get all of our police departments in Macomb County on board, and they were reluctant. You know, they're trained to lock them up, throw away the key. And we just kept educating the police. We kept taking young people in recovery to talk to them, to show them the value of doing the program and the lives that they could be affecting and changing. And little by little, it took us about a year of preparing to launch this. By the time we got ready to launch, all 31 police departments were on board. And I will tell you that it's been so successful. We've placed over 1,500 people into treatment in less than 18 months. And they're seeing the value of that. They talk about it. They'll stop somebody alongside the road and see that they're using drugs. Rather than arresting them, they'll drive them into the police department and call us and say, hey, I've got this guy, he's an addict, I don't want to arrest him, will you guys come and get him some help? So it's really starting to change little by little their attitude. We have to realize that police and judges see these people at their very worst, and so do the emergency rooms. And we've also extended this now to emergency rooms where they can call us and we'll go into the hospital and get somebody into treatment that's perhaps overdosed or been brought in with a drug problem. So we're trying to tackle it from all angles to make sure that anybody that is looking for a better life has the ability to access that treatment to get it.
Judge Davis, how many counties is Hope Not Handcuffs active in now?
It is active in 8 counties. Our plan is to expand to 5 counties a year for the next several years. It takes a lot of preparation to get this up. You have to get angels in place. You have to work with your access center, which provides treatment for indigent individuals, and make sure that they're on board to help you. We don't want to be an organization that fails people with addiction. They're so used to that where they call to get help and it's not available. We want to make sure that we've got everything lined up, that we're organized, so when someone comes into that police department and says, I'm ready, that we're ready to reach out our hands and catch them and walk them through the recovery process.
Let's go down the road 10 years, let's say. In 10 years, how do you want this program to have affected life in Michigan?
Well, obviously, I would love for addiction in Michigan to be eradicated. We are losing way too many people. But realistically, we just want access to treatment to be available to people. Addiction has been around since the caveman days. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. But in the past, we have had what I call substandard treatment for individuals. We do these 7-day stint in an inpatient treatment program, and we think people are cured. And that's a fallacy. The average person goes to 7 to 15 inpatient treatment programs and still comes out wanting to do drugs. We need to do better than that. We need to look at our treatment. Where are we failing in it? A lot of our treatment facilities are now using medically assisted treatment, We need to make sure that's being done appropriately and that people get the help they need and that it's a continuum of care. This is a chronic illness that needs to be treated for the rest of your life. And we need to make sure that we arm people with all the tools that they need so that they can live long, productive lives, drug and alcohol free.
When you think of the current climate of trying to roll back and unwind the Affordable Care Act and the fact that, you know, Medicaid expansion is being targeted across the country, so the idea of people not having insurance is front and center. But so can those folks count on help as well?
At this point in time, yes. We have not had trouble finding placement for people. Some communities, the more rural communities, are a little bit more challenging. But we've partnered with over 350 treatment facilities across the United States. And if we can't find treatment here, we actually will fly people to another state to get treatment.
How can people find out more, perhaps either to either get help or to offer to perhaps be an angel?
You can go to either familiesagainstnarcotics.org or hopenothandcuffs.com. All of the information is right there. There is also an online form so that if you aren't somewhere where it's readily available or for some reason you're just afraid to go to a police department, which some people are. Mm-hmm. They've had unpleasant experiences. They just don't want to take a chance. You can actually fill out a form on our website of hopenothandcuffs.com, and we will have an angel call you and work over the phone to find treatment for you.
Judge Linda Davis with the 41B District Court in Macomb County and the president of Families Against Narcotics, the group which has launched the Hope Not Handcuffs program, helping addicts get in to rehabilitation and on to recovery. Thank you so much, Judge Davis.
Thank you, Cynthia. My pleasure.